It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, an annual report released by the industry group CompTIA finds Pennsylvania's technology industry grew by 5,000 jobs last year. That puts the total number of tech jobs at nearly 240,000, which is the eighth most of any state. However, when tech jobs are seen as a percentage of its total workforce, Pennsylvania ranks 26th. Congressman Mike Doyle of Swissville has launched an online petition on WhiteHouse.gov calling on President Trump to veto legislation that he says would negatively impact internet privacy. The resolution would overturn the FCC's recent regulations requiring internet service providers to get a user's consent before collecting and sharing sensitive personal data. This week, the Tech Report looks at tiny bubbles in cement. Foamed cement is a material pumped down oil and gas wells to keep everything in place, and it's one of the leading suspects in the Deep Horizon well blowout. Barbara Kuchko is a senior research scientist at the National Energy and Technology Lab, or NETL, in South Park. She says despite using foamed cement in roughly 90% of all oil wells in the Gulf of Mexico, drillers didn't really know much about it.
There was a lot that was assumed about its properties in a well. Down in a well, you've got pressures, you've got temperatures, you've got very different environments than what's up here at the atmosphere.
First, a step back. Foamed cement is basically concrete without any rocks or sand that has been laced with soap and injected with nitrogen. Drillers change the formula depending on what type of rock or soil has been cut by the drill.
If the cement that they use is too heavy, it will fracture the formation and you'll lose the cement. If the cement isn't heavy enough, then the opposite will happen. The fluids, the gases from the formation will enter into the cement. So you have to get that density just right.
Think of it like a cake. What you would need to hold back the icing would be very different than what it would take to hold back the cake or the raspberry filling. The foamed cement needs to be strong enough, though, to keep everything in place. So that means the bubbles need to be just right.
You want them nice and small. You don't want them touching each other. The minute they start touching each other, then you get problems. You can get channels forming where gas can migrate. And also, you can get planes of weakness.
Weakness could lead to fractures, which could lead to blowouts. So drillers make test batches in their onshore labs to try to get the mix just right. But at sea level, there's one atmosphere of pressure pushing on those nitrogen bubbles. Underwater, it could be 100 times that.
Nobody's ever seen what these bubbles look like generated under wellbore conditions. So we knew that there was going to be a really big difference.
But researchers can't just dig up a well casing and examine it. So Kuchko's team worked with three energy companies to pump foam cement into several three-foot-long tubes at roughly 1,000 PSI and examined them with CT scans.
What we're finding is that you get much smaller bubbles, which is really good. Instead of just saying, oh, well, it's always worked before, so, you know, we must be doing something right. Now you know exactly what you're doing and why you're doing and how.
Those samples were removed from the high-pressure casings and further examined for brittleness, flexibility, and other properties.
Every bit of data, we're putting it out as fast as we can. And the service companies, the operators, they're taking that data. They're using it to improve their models. They're using it to improve the cement itself. It's just been a really great synergy.
Kuchko says she would still like to examine the impact high temperatures have on the cement and how different flow rates could change its properties. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.